Right now, we are talking L.A. Charger football. We're joined by the quarterback of the Chargers in his 14th NFL season, a six-time Pro Bowler, 27 for 33, 434 yards, three touchdowns in that win over Dallas on Thursday night. For the season, nearly 3,000 yards and 20 TDs. For his career, nearly 49,000 passing yards and 334 TDs. Fourth pick overall back in 04. Cleveland is at Los Angeles on Sunday. It is a CBS game. We are joined by Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers. Philip, it's good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back, Philip. Thank you. You had that monster game on Thanksgiving where you completed 27 to 33 passes for 434 yards, three TDs. I know you've probably already turned the page and you're thinking about Cleveland, but if you take a look back at that win over Dallas, what sticks out to you the most about that game?
Well, I don't know that it could have gone much better than that. I mean, it was a game that I know a lot of my teammates as well. I circled when you saw the schedule come out. You get to play on Thanksgiving Day at Dallas. It doesn't get much bigger than that in a regular season. And so we'd been looking forward to that one. And then the fact that we had started to turn it around, starting 0-4 and dug ourselves a huge hole. And then we won five of our last seven going to Dallas on Thanksgiving. We knew that was a big game before coming home to Cleveland and Washington, trying to dig ourselves back in this AFC West hunt. And it was just an all-around team win. The defense played well. Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, and the offense had a big day. The guys up front, now that's two consecutive games without giving up a sack. We just put it all together, and it certainly felt good. You're right, we have turned the page, but that was a special one on Thursday.
Philip Rivers joining us. You mentioned the 0-4 start. You've won two straight. You've won 5 of 7, and you fought your way right back into the playoff race. So how proud are you of everybody in that locker room for not throwing in the towel after the first four games?
Gosh, it was a tough first four too. And you talk about losing Denver down to the wire with a field goal opportunity. Miami in the same way. Philadelphia, who now is the hottest team in the NFL, it was 26-22. Had a chance there, 26-24, excuse me. And then Kansas City was a one score game, and I had probably one of my worst games in the last handful of years. So we were in all those games, but start 0-4. I think you got to give credit to A. Lynn too, as far as I think it starts at the top, and he didn't flinch, he didn't panic. But yet he said, hey, we got to get this thing straightened out now. We're 0-4. We don't have any more time to mess around. And the guys just kept playing and kept playing and kept playing because we believed we were right there. It wasn't one of those, man, we're terrible, and I don't know if we're going to win a game. It was, well, if we can just find a way to win one game, then we know what we're capable of doing. We can get hot. And we've done that thus far, but we still have a long way to go. I mean, we're excited, but we are sitting at 5-6, and we still are climbing out of that hole. But one game back with five to play and everything in front of us, we certainly have given ourselves a chance.
You've given yourself a chance. You've got all that right in front of you. So at this point, how would you describe the identity of this group?
Well, I think with Anthony Lynn coming as head coach and his track record of places he's been and what they've done offensively, is they've been able to run the football. And I think if you look at our track record over the years when we've had our best years, we've ran the football well, and certainly we have playmakers on the outside, and we've been able to throw it. But in our best years, we've been able to run it. So I think he wanted to bring that attitude with him, along with what we've had that attitude in a sense. We've been best when we've had our balance with Ken Whisenhunt and what we've done here. So, but I think at the same time, when you're learning, you're new together, you're building trust, you're learning exactly how each other's style fits and how you see this thing coming to. And so I think we're kind of working through that some early in the year. I think our identity right now, I mean, I know what it is defensively. I mean, they are playing fast and going to get the football and getting turnovers. Offensively, I think it's let's get the ball in our best players' hands. And, you know, whether that means 40 rush attempts one week with Melvin Gordon and Eckler, or whether it means throw it to Hunter Henry and Keenan Allen, Travis Benjamin and Tyrone Williams and Antonio Gates, throw it to those guys 40 times. I think it's get the ball in our best players' hands, and that can change week to week. We've done that really well the last 2 weeks, and it's been our best two offensive performances.
L.A. Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers is our guest. You know, after the Cowboys game, you said, quote, this was a little bit of not so fast, hold on, don't try to run me off yet. The fact is, you've never, ever struck me or pretty much anybody else as somebody who's short on motivation. But is there a little part of you that is looking to prove anyone wrong who thinks that it might be time for you to move on?
Well, I think, I really mean this, I don't really pay attention to what's said out there on the outside, but I think you're also lying as a competitor if you just say that you don't hear any of it. We all are human, and I just know that I hadn't had my best year the last few years, but maybe at the same time, I'd love to sit down and watch every game with two sets of that and go, there's a lot of still dang good football in there. But bottom line is, it's about winning and helping our team win, which I haven't done well enough. So I can own up to that. I think I don't know if this is proven or wrong, but it was just a little bit of that. You know, and that was responding to a question of, was there more motivation because of Thanksgiving State? And the answer to that was no. I want to try to play well every week. But it was a little bit of it was an opportunity to say, hey, easy now, easy with the Chargers, time to move on. I feel like I have some good football left physically. I feel as good as I've felt in a few years. And I think our team has really got a chance. I just really like the makeup of this team, and I think we have a chance. Now, obviously, we all know what, with that, everybody has a chance. It's a matter of going out there and doing it. But I'm excited about where we are, and I hope I have plenty. I know I have plenty in the tank, and I hope I have plenty to give right here in L.A.
Philip Rivers joining us for a few more moments. Now, you connected with Keenan Allen 11 times for 172 yards and a touchdown. He was talking about how the two of you and the offense in general got into a real groove. In 5 days from last Sunday to Thursday, you've hit him 23 times for 331 yards and three touchdowns. So how would you describe the connection that you have with him right now?
He's an awesome player. I mean, he is an awesome football player. I think, too, physically, he's great. I mean, you see how his ability to create separation in one-on-one matchups. To me, that's what separates good receivers from great receivers is this guy is covering you. How can you find a way to get separation? And he's great in the short area quickness, and he's better after the catch. I think people finally saw that than people have given him credit for over the years. I think, too, though, Jim, what people maybe don't know about the guy, I like to tease him sometimes offensively and say, hey, you're the second smartest guy out here when we trot out on the field, because I kid him by giving myself a pat on the back, saying, I'm first, you can't have the title. I'm joking with that, but at the same time, giving him a compliment because he is so smart. I mean, the guy can tell you what everybody on the field is supposed to do. He knows every receiving position. He understands when I start to explain something like, hey, I may have to bend you around him. He knows what I'm saying. It's that part as a quarterback is what, gosh, really excites me, because I go, goodness gracious, this guy, it makes it even easier. Not only does he know how to get open and physically is he really good, but when his mind is on another level, it really can make it dangerous. And I think that's what you've really seen him ascend to, that really top-tier group of wide receivers in the last 2 years.
Philip Rivers, my guest. Philip, one last thought. Prior to the Buffalo game, you were in the concussion protocol for the first time in your career. I'm curious, what made you self-report the symptoms, and then what was that entire experience like for you?
Well, I tell you, it was scary. I mean, it really was. And I wrestled with the whole self-reporting, to be honest with you, because I just never felt that way before. You know, I think you've heard the old bell rung phrase that gets so used by all athletes, especially in our sport, and I think I can say that has certainly happened, but I never felt the way I felt before. I don't really know any way to describe it. I think I just, after visiting my wife and just where I was, I go, why not? You know, yeah, you're essentially taking it out of your hands. Certainly, I've been thankful to be out there for 190 in a row or whatever it is, but I just said, gosh, it's just, I would rather report, be able to knock out all the tests all week and then trot out there feeling safe and confident and allow my wife and family to feel confident that I'm okay, than to say, take it in my own hands, I'm fine, and talk myself into being fine, and then let's think something else pops up a week or two later, and then I'm backtracking and going, well, I didn't feel right after that Jacksonville game either. You know, then you're really in a bind, and who knows what happens there. So I just, from the neck down, I feel like I'm pretty reckless and willing to pretty much do anything, but I'd never felt that way, and it was a little scary for me. I'm thankful that, you know, when I told some people, they go, that's the first time you felt like that. I go, yeah, it is. So I'm thankful that I haven't dealt with what maybe many guys have had to deal with, but I went the cautious and safe route, and thankfully everything was good, and I felt great the last 2 weeks.
I mean, it's obviously the right thing, and that's so interesting. Can you say really quickly, were the symptoms, were they different? How was it different this time than other times when you've, quote, had your bell rung?
Well, I think in other times I've had a bell rung, it's literally been that 10 seconds and it's over, you know. And this was just a little bit, the only way I can describe it is just a little bit of a fuzziness, that just kind of wouldn't stop, you know. And then I found myself a little bit more emotional. You know, I think it was just like, goodness gracious. And then some of it, I think, was my own self probably wondering if I'm all right, you know. I mean, I think some of that was, am I okay? Is that blurry over there? You know, so I think it was just, again, it was just something I knew I didn't feel right. That's the best way to describe it. And come early in that next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, I felt pretty good. So then I thought, gosh, did I overreact? But I thought, you know what, good. Let's take all the tests and do all the things and meet with our doctors and independent guys. And when they can all go, you're good to go, and I feel good to go, then that'll give me the confidence to trot back out there and stand in there and play the way I always play.
Absolutely, and that's why it's there. Cleveland at Los Angeles on Sunday. The Chargers are red hot. Philip, I really appreciate you and the time. It's so good to have you back on. Thank you so much for doing that, Philip.
Thank you, Jim. See you.
Philip Rivers, L.A. Chargers quarterback. God, every time he comes on, he is fired up. Fired up, and why not? 14 years in, playing some of the best football of his career, coming off one of the best games of his career, and they were 0-4, and they're 5-6, and they're red hot. They've got a real look at this thing. You go into December, and they're playing games that matter.